We're back live at the Under Armour Performance Center in Owings Mills, Maryland, covering, of course, the Baltimore Ravens and all things sports here on Sportsline on WBAL and WBAL.com. And right now, let's turn our attention to the hottest college basketball team, at least in the Baltimore metropolitan area, the Towson Tigers, winners of three straight and 2-0 to start the CAA season. Pat Scarry joins us now. Coach, how are you?
Great. How you doing, Brett?
I'm doing great. It was a week ago or so on this show that you said Drexel was the best team in the CAA. Well, you guys went to Philadelphia and you beat them by three.
Now, I'm going to retract that and say William & Mary, whom we play tomorrow night, is the best team.
Such coach speak. I love it.
We got off to a really good start on the road, which is, you know, imperative, and didn't finish great, but we hung on. We played really good defense. You know, we held them to 33% shooting, and we all rebounded them by, I think it was six. So we did what we needed to do, and we had good balance offensively. So it was a big win for our program based on the success that Drexel's had, obviously.
Well, it's the first time since 1993 that Towson's won three straight road games. Am I reading this right?
You know, I've been hit with a lot of numbers the last couple of days. I think you're right. You know, the nice thing about our group is that they're really locked in on the next game, and they know how tough this league is. And, you know, we know that maybe we haven't had a lot of success here in the past, but we're only worried about things going forward.
Yeah, just to put things into perspective, that was 3 years before the Ravens got here. So about 20 years ago since Towson's won three straight road games. All right, well, looking back at that Drexel game, before we look forward, and you guys do have a tough schedule in your home opener coming up tomorrow night in conference, but Drexel trailed by 17, 49-32. Kind of looked like a blowout with 8:49 remaining before they went on a 34-20 run. That you guys end up winning 69-66. Tell us about getting off to that great start against such a good team.
Well, you know, we got a lot of stops, and we forced some turnovers. I think we were able to get out in some passing lanes in the half court, and we got out in transition, which we're pretty good at. So we had good balance, good ball movement, you know, early in the game. We had a great run to end the first half, and then obviously they are good. They made some shots late, some difficult shots, and you know, we didn't handle the ball as well as we'd like, and then we missed some free throws late, so that kind of gave them a little bit of life. But we did pretty much lead start to finish, which is always always encouraging when you're on the road.
Yeah, by the way, it was Towson's first win at Drexel in 10 years. And then you look at the rebounding margin, 39-33. I know it's one of the first things you told me before the season even began. You guys have to be dominant on the glass.
We do, especially against them. They're traditionally an excellent rebounding team, and this year's no different. They block out well. They got big. They probably have two front court guys that are every bit as big, if not bigger than that. They're not two behemoths. So it was there was a lot of contact inside the lane. If you like contact, it was a good game to watch.
Towson now 7-8 overall, 2-0 in the CAA. How different is it right now during this three-game win streak that features three consecutive road wins, two in the conference, one against a really good conference team, and then, of course, the other one, a 19-point comeback win at Oregon State. What's so different right now that wasn't there the first part of the year when you guys were kind of more up and down?
I think hopefully our guys are maturing, becoming more cohesive, a little more united. We talked a lot about that last couple days of practice. Obviously, I think we still got a lot of things we can get better at. And I think because of that, some guys are starting to play well in offense, which you and I have talked about for a while. You know, Harrison's been in double figures. Burwell's been in double figures. Dixon's playing well offensively. You know, Thomas has elevated his game. Walden made some big shots the other day. You know, so all of a sudden we're getting you know, a handful of guys and double figures. We you know, it becomes tough to, you know, tough to scout you, tough to take away one or two things if you get four or five options on the floor.
It's interesting when you look at the points breakdown, kind of what you're alluding to here. Besides Benjamin, put him in his own separate category. Damage averaging about 10 points per game, and then there's a bunch of guys in like the 4.5 to 9 point range. About five guys outside Benjamin. That kind of depth to score the basketball. There's not really one clear like secondary guy to do it. How beneficial is that?
I think pretty beneficial. I think, you know, more so is like, I think you'll see three or four guys consistently now in double figures for us, which if we can do that, it'll be huge. And that's kind of what we had hoped for, at least coming into the season. We've certainly had it since conference play has started. You know, the nice thing here is right now we're not in school yet, so in classes, so we get a lot of time to come back and do skill work and tape and you know, work on some things. And it's really a great time to be a college basketball player. All you're doing is really playing basketball for the most part.
Towson basketball coach Pat Scarry with us here on WBAL. And you were worried earlier in the year, and the numbers kind of showed this, that the you know, really jump shooting from the field, outside the paint, and from beyond the arc was really subpar for what you were hoping for. Has that come up in recent games?
I think it's gotten better. I still think we're capable of shooting the ball better. Burwell and Wallen in particular are starting to shoot the ball better. I think they can do that for us. You know, obviously, I think the faster the game goes on misses, a guy like Harrison can get in the lane and find some of those guys for easy shots. And I think Guthrie's becoming a pretty good penetrator for us as well. So it's gotten better. And I obviously, if we're going to make the type of run we hope to make, then, you know, we're going to need to make some long balls.
When we come back with the Towson basketball coach, Pat Scarry, we'll talk about the big game tomorrow, the home conference opener, and maybe the best player in the CAA. He's a Tiger. We'll talk about that when we come back with Pat Scarry here on Sportsline on WBAL.